You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Red, you go. Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Your $5 ass down before I make change.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hey, think with fly. Think.
You dirt-eating piece of slime. You skunk-sucking pig. You son of a motherless goat.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You're killing me, Smalls.
That guy in a little coat.
You stuck up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder.
Welcome to Cinema Crespediso.
Well, here we go. Episode 174 of Cinema Crespediso is upon us with a brand new intro. I did that intro like a week ago and haven't listened to it since I made it. Kind of forgot what was on there. I guess it's okay. It's okay for me. I'll do. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. I'm your host, Chris Crespo. You are so cool. Because you're hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Because we are the coolest. The coolest movie nerds. This side of the Mason-Dixon.
So how many times have you peed your pants today?
We are the coolest, man. Remember when Adam Sandler movies were funny?
Yes. I remember when Adam Sandler in general was funny.
And yeah, he was. On Saturday Night Live, his comedy albums.
There are kids who have seen Adam Sandler movies that have no idea that he was funny.
Like, who's that old man?
Who's that old guy that's not funny?
That makes a bunch of bad movies.
Yeah.
Or are we wrong?
No,
Billy
no.
Madison
no,
and
the beginning
and Happy Gilmore
and
the SNL stuff and
the SNL stuff was good.
He was good
in Punch Drunk Love.
The whole Toll Booth Willie guy.
Toll Booth Willie was fucking hilarious.
Was it though?
Yes.
Or were we just
no? It's
young?
Still funny.
Were we just young?
No, it's still funny.
Okay, that's my co-host, Tristan Agburn. Drew, how's it going, dude?
It's going, bro.
Insisting that stuff still holds up.
It is, all dude.
Right. Okay,
the goat,
the dirty, the body mouth goat.
Yeah, the goat was awesome.
Yeah, dude, remember that goat? Man, we're gonna have to.
He's going investigate. He just wants to go to the Ragu Festival.
I'm sure that shit is on Spotify. We're gonna have to listen to it. We're gonna have to see for ourselves. If it does hold up.
I mean, it's just hilarious and there's... I mean, he just says fuck a lot.
He does say fuck a lot. See, is that so funny?
Yes.
Is that so funny?
Yes, it is.
Well, this whole episode is not going to be devoted to Adam Sandler and his rise and or fall.
Thank God.
I guess no. No Crespediso Film School and Adam Sandler?
No.
We're not going to devote that hour to him?
That's scraping the bottom of the barrel there.
You think so? That's all the way at the end?
Yeah.
That's when we do that episode and then we pass around a gun and kill ourselves?
Perhaps.
To end the show?
I mean,
definitively?
Unless he redeems himself somehow, yes.
Oh, snap. What if he redeems himself somehow?
I mean,
somehow?
He could. Who knows?
He's got a movie with that, David Spade on the Netflix. I think it's coming out. It'll be out soon. It's rated R.
It doesn't mean anything.
He only has like one other rated R comedy.
That doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean anything to you?
No.
You don't care. We're just talking about how much he said fuck a lot in the 90s and it was super funny because he was a goat.
Yeah, he was.
That was more theater of the mind.
It was.
So we're not going to talk about Adam Sandler anymore.
No, we're
actually,
not.
Actually, we're not going to make that promise though. It's not a guarantee because you never know how these things happen. But we are going to do an episode, a wonderful episode for you people. Because that's what you deserve. And we'll start with the Netflix pick of the week.
For the entertainment that you see, it's time for the Netflix pick of the week. The Netflix instant pick of the week.
Drewster Cogburn is over there with the, I guess I'll get something a little weird. It was over there with the Crespedisa Randomizer 9000. He's making sure the Netflix pick a week is still solid. You can go to chriscrespo.com to check out the past Netflix instant picks of the week. Drewster Cogburn, how are we looking over there? We got a thumbs up? We're good,
all right,
good to
Chris.
Go? We're good to go?
Yes.
I think we're good to go.
Chris, this movie...
What about this movie?
It's from 1999.
You son of a bitch, 1999. Is it The Matrix?
No.
Is it American Beauty?
No.
Is it Fight Club?
It's an hour and 36 minutes. No.
Is it an hour and 36 minutes?
It's rated PG-13.
It's 1 hour, 36 minutes. It's PG-13. Is it Mortal Kombat Annihilation?
No. It's got Iron Man in it.
Is it?
But in a very small role.
In a very, you're saying Iron Man's role is small?
Yes.
In this non-Iron Man movie?
Correct.
From 1999?
Uh-huh.
That's an hour and 36 minutes?
Uh-huh.
And it's PG-13?
And it's got Terrence Stamp in it as well.
So it's got Iron Man and Rhodey. First Rhodey.
And Barry Newman. And Cole Sudduth.
Barry Newman.
And Adam Alexi Mallet.
These other names are just confusing me.
Jamie Kennedy.
Jamie Kennedy? That makes no sense.
Christine Baranski.
I'm not sure who that is.
Heather Graham.
I know who Heather Graham is. She was in Boogie Nights. But this isn't Boogie Nights.
I'm not going to give you the other two. This movie is goofy, and it is a comedy and satire.
It is a goofy comedy satire from 1999, and Robert Downey Jr. has a small part in it.
Directed by Frank Oz.
Frank Oz, who legendary Frank Oz.
And the main two guys whose names I will not give you, one's black and one's white.
Is this Bowfinger?
Yes.
Oh, sweet. I'm going to write that down. Wait, you got to see.
Iron Man's totally in the movie.
Bowfinger is so awesome. Iron Man is in that movie because he plays just like a random studio exec that Steve Martin, as a struggling movie producer, tries to like scam into... Something. Yeah. It's a movie about making movies, but it's a satire about making movies. And got Steve Martin is the hustler.
Got Eddie Murphy playing two roles, doing that whole...
The whole two roles. Yeah. Like, one, he's a superstar.
And one, he is not.
And one, he's like his twin brother dummy.
Yeah.
Like, he's on the spectrum. And yeah, it's a slapsticky, ridiculous comedy.
It's a silly little movie.
It is ridiculous, and it's... I enjoy it very much. I like it quite a bit. And I like movies about making movies, even when they're comedies or not. This is definitely goes the comedic take. The good times.
This is one of those weird comedies. Steve Martin does weird movies.
He's a weird guy. And it's one of the last times both these guys made a movie that I was like, oh yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's now like 17 years ago.
Yeah.
1999. Wild stuff. Well, there you go. Bowfinger. Excellent. Yeah, if you said the main two guys, I'd be like, yeah, it's all for you. Yeah,
exactly.
That's a movie those two were in together. Let's get into the box office recap, Drew. What are we... Let's do the top five. What's in the top five?
Number five this week, Keanu.
Keanu.
Made $3 million. Total 15.
Man, that's not a lot of money. Poor little movie.
Well, there's a movie
ain't really being seen.
There's a movie that won all the monies.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And so the one week... Coming out 1 week ahead of time wasn't enough for it to get any sort of word of mouth there.
Nope.
So sorry, Candy guys. It was a good movie though. We liked it.
It was. I really enjoyed it. I recommended it to everybody who asked me.
There you go. We recommend it.
Number four, The Huntsman: Winter's War.
Man,
I made $3.5 million total.
Who,
40.
Who went and saw that movie? Someone's like, we gotta go see that new Thor movie. They got all mixed up.
Yeah,
they didn't understand what was going on there. Who saw it?
Number three this week, Mother's Day, made $9 million total 20
on Mother's Day weekend.
That's why. It's the only reason why that money made some movie.
That makes That's the only reason that money made some movie. Yes. That is correct. 100%. I agree.
It is the only reason the money made the movie.
If there was any other reason for money to make movies, it would be inexplicable at this point. It's because of Mother's Day. It's a day of mothers. That's why the money is make the movies. Go.
Number two this week, The Jungle Book.
The Jungle Book.
Made $21.8 million, total of $284.9.
Can you check to see what the worldwide is on that one?
Yes, I can.
Because,
Foreign, $491, total $776 worldwide.
$776? Goddamn, that's a lot of money. Disney continues to rule the world. With their Disney, Marvel, and
you mean with and also
Star Wars properties.
The next movie that came out too. Another Disney property?
Exactly. They're number one and number two. Where it's like, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Money. That's Disney right now.
Yeah. Number one this week.
Number one.
Captain America, colon, Civil War.
All right. How much did this make?
Weekend gross, $181
million. $181. There you go. The early tracking I saw about a month ago said $175. Mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe $200. Had really the whole Fandango breaking, you know, advance record things. That seems to happen for every fucking movie now.
I know, right?
I think Fandango's like fudging some numbers just so they can get the name out there in the news.
So it says Fandango.
Fandango, exactly. Precisely. People are expecting to get closer to 200, but 180 is still like, goddamn,
that's so much fucking money. Ridiculous amount of money.
Ridiculous amount of money, considering Captain America Winter Soldier opens to like 91 million?
Well, Chris,
92 million?
This might be called Captain America, colon, Civil War, but this is definitely more of, I kept calling it the Avengers movie.
It is another Avengers movie, because the heavy presence of Iron Man,
that's why. Heavy presence of everyone. There is not a single, I don't think there's a single point in time where it's just Captain America.
When Captain America and Bucky, whenever it's him and Bucky doing stuff.
Yeah.
That's it. But then sometimes it's just Iron Man and Scarlet Johansson, and then Scarlet Witch doing stuff. But then sometimes it's new people. All right, so we did a whole spoiler-filled bonus episode that if you've already seen the movie, you can download and listen to that, and we talk about a movie for like almost an hour and all the shit that goes down. Here's a spoiler-free review. Spoiler free, Drew. Go.
The action scenes were awesome. It's another Disney Marvel comic book movie.
The 13th one.
There is a certain par level that has been made. This is, I would maybe say, slightly above par.
Okay.
Only because the best parts of the movie were not Captain America or the Civil War. Mm-hmm. But Spider-Man and Black Panther.
Yeah, for sure. Those are my favorite parts.
They stole the show.
Those are my favorite parts of when Vision wore cardigans and that was Oxford funny. Shirts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Vision wore cardigans and Oxfords. And Elizabeth Olsen accidentally killed people.
Yeah, the impetus for the story, for the plot, for the whole like the Sokovia Accords. And you gotta sign some shit, and half the team's like, "We gotta sign." The other half's like, "We don't gotta sign it." But then there's this whole thing with like Bucky, and it's if you haven't seen these other movies, you're not gonna understand what's going on.
And there's the whole Baron Zemo nonsense.
Go back. You gotta listen to our spoiler-filled episode to understand why I am hashtag Team Zemo.
Yes,
for real. You are. Go back and listen to that.
Good job.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in this movie. So I think what's most amazing is that there are so many characters, and it's a movie. It works. It's like,
well, Marvel has found the way to have a clusterfuck of characters and still make a movie that makes sense. And there's a little bit of character development.
Because now it's spread out over so many movies.
Exactly.
Yes.
But they found a way that makes it work, as opposed to the guys behind the DC trying to copy Marvel
doing something
and just
different.
Fucking failing miserably.
They're doing something crazy over there that's not making any sense.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Maybe. There's still time.
There is.
I mean, they can just make a whole bunch of movies. Some will be good, some will be bad. Who cares? At least it's something different.
Yeah.
All the Marvel movies are pretty similar.
They are. Well,
Guardians is like a standout.
I understand why Marvel does that. They're making comic book movies. They want them all to have the comic book Marvel movie look.
The same look.
That way...
It's part of their brand.
That's how you know it's them.
Differentiate from what Fox does with Fantastic Four and X-Men, or what Sony was doing with Spider-Man before, whatever. What else do they have farmed out there that they haven't gotten back yet?
Yeah.
I think that's about it.
The X-Men stuff.
So,
they're a fucking baby. God.
Yeah, it's entertainment, for sure. You know, like, it's solid, it's good, but it's another installment in this gigantic franchise.
Exactly.
It's another episode.
I mean, if you're looking for, some sort of film that's going to move you, you know.
That's not
what these are. These are happy-go-lucky, action-packed comic book movies.
Not to say that there isn't some, like, you know, drama
there,
or
I mean,
character
yeah.
development.
There
or
is. Yeah, there is. But still there. For the most part, it's pretty superficial.
And it exists to continue the story, getting us to the whole Thanos thing eventually, 2018, 2019.
They can do the Infinity Gauntlet.
And then make splintering off other movies. So they got the Black Panther's coming out 2018.
No.
And he's totally awesome in this movie.
Yeah, he is.
And Spider-Man's coming out next year.
Who is fucking totally awesome in this movie.
It's great. They did a great job.
Aunt May is super hot now.
Aunt May is super hot now. Spoiler alert, it's Marissa Tomei. Pretty awesome.
So ridiculous.
And, Oh, yeah, if you like the movies, you like the Marvel movies, you're going to be happy with this one.
Exactly. I mean, and it seems like everybody else agrees, Chris. I mean, $181
million. $181
million. And it's 91% fresh.
And I don't know, it opened overseas ahead of time. It already had like 260 in the bank before it even came out here in America.
Hang on here.
If they updated that.
Yeah, now foreign is just under $500 million, so we're at 678. Opening weekend.
Worldwide after, already made 678.
Almost $1 billion, and it's been out for 2 weeks around the world.
That's a lot of money, man.
And that's why they keep... That is why, they keep making these movies, and B, we're going to keep getting them.
And they feel emboldened to make a Doctor Strange, or an Ant-Man.
Or a Deadpool.
Guardians of the Galaxy, shooting now a second one. Marvel announced, we're making three of them.
Yeah.
They did do the rare... This is rare for them, with the way they plan out their movies and announce them. They announced Inhumans for 2019-2020.
Okay.
Announced that, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. That is being moved.
Okay.
Indefinitely. They don't know where it's going, but they're like, this is on hold for now, this whole Inhumans thing. Their substitute for the mutants. Well,
I'm sure... It's funny because of the whole Fox thing.
Fox has the X-Men rights.
And
the rights of the word mutant.
And, you know, Marvel not being able to use the word mutant in their cinematic universe, Marvel is very much, keeping things together as a whole.
Yeah.
Between the comic books and the movies.
Yeah.
They tried to phase out the whole mutant thing in the comic books, too.
They phased out Fantastic Four.
And it just does... Yeah, exactly. It's just... And now with them getting Spider-Man kind of back, these X-Men movies keep making a bunch of money. So I don't see, who's that, Fox?
Yeah.
I don't see Fox giving up or asking for help anytime soon.
No.
So.
That's one thing they got going for them.
Yeah.
Because they keep fucking up Fantastic Four.
But I'm sure some. But you know what? If they're not making the Inhumans.
They fucked up there. Devil lost that one.
Yeah, exactly.
So if they're not making Inhumans.
Well, I mean that just means maybe there are some deals in the works trying to get some of that shit back.
Interesting.
Because once that movie is made, then it's done. It's sealed. It's done. Inhumans are mutants. They're the old school. Talking about mutants can't do it anymore.
Right. So yeah, it's crazy. If you like the movie, go see it. If you're not into these movies, then you're not going to fucking hear who gives a shit.
Exactly.
You might like the 20-minute action sequence if you like action scenes.
Yeah.
Towards the end, where everyone fights each other. And then in the middle of the fight, they're like, we're still friends, right? Yeah, we're still friends.
And then I'm going to punch you in the face.
It's weird. Kind of weird. Like I said, check out our spoiler-filled episode, and we go into all of it. It's fun. Good times. So that's your number one movie. All right, new movie is coming out on DVD this week, guys. If you want to keep going with the Marvel Universe, another character that Fox has from Marvel, and they actually got right for once, Deadpool comes out on DVD. Deadpool.
Sweet.
There you go. Drew's input summed up thusly, monosyllabically. Thank you, Drew. Also coming out on DVD, The Boy, that horror film that came out back in January. About the haunted doll sort of thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie I saw, not the last film festival, but the one from last year. A film called Wild Like. It's a little independent film, but it's really good. I recommend people checking it out. I don't even say what it's about. Just check it out. Wild Like. Good stuff. Drew, what's come out in theaters?
A new Tony Jaa movie comes out. Probably limited release. Probably never see it.
Yeah, probably.
Killzone 2.
Yeah. That's the one Billy D reviewed it. A little bit back. It's a sort of a sequel to a movie. Obviously, you said it's a two.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't work. You don't have to see that first movie to get the second one. And the action is supposed to be pretty tight. I actually want to see it. We probably won't get a scene in theaters, though. So.
Yeah. Also, hey, guess what, everybody? High Rise comes out. We already saw it.
High Rise, yeah. We saw it at the film fest.
Highly recommend catching that.
Very cool, very weird movie. Ben Wheatley film. Check it out.
The Darkness.
That's that horror film where it's like a ghost with dirty hands keeps touching stuff.
Exactly.
And it's like, I can't keep this place clean. Yeah, it looks very weird.
And And finally, Chris.
Finally.
Money Monster comes out.
So we don't have to see the trailer anymore.
God, yeah. I'm so sick of that trailer.
Yeah, we've seen the trailer a ton of times. We know what happens for 95% of the movie.
Yep. All we don't know is the end, and now we got to go see this piece of shit just so I can find out what happens at the end.
They're not shooting at you. They're shooting at me.
Fuck. Now, who did George Clooney punch in the face at the end? Because he's all grizzled, and it looks like he hasn't shaved in a couple days, so guarantee that's probably the end of the movie.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, exactly. Those sons of bitches. Anything else? That it? That's everything? That's all the stuff?
That's
all the good stuff?
That is all the stuff.
Alright, what did that mean? So it's time for...
Doctor, give me... You must be Doc Holliday.
That's the rumor.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that in the works?
They call me Dr. Manhattan.
And Bridget Fonda.
Do doctors know more about sex?
Doc Hollywood.
That's right, the doctor is in. Drew, take it away.
All right, well, see, this is the great part about this, Chris. In being lazy and... being very tired because I got my ass kicked at work today wanting to take a break, I have created the Dr. Deuce 2 cents.
Oh boy.
Saying that you don't forget to take breaks every once in a while, you know, when you get your ass handed to you, don't forget to chill out for a second, you know, just, you know, take some you time, chill out, do some things that relieve stress or whatever, and then, you know, go back to what you were doing. So
take a second to chill.
In taking a second to chill, I created content. That was fantastic. Doctor's out.
Beautiful, doctor. I meant to hit the Law and Order button. Thank you. That was good stuff. That actual doctorly advice that you can get from any TV or radio doctor, level doctor, Dr. Drew is just as good as those.
Just as good.
Just as good. Just not as better. Good.
And most of them have actual doctorates.
Yeah, and fuck them. Because they're doing it for money, and Drew's doing it because he cares about you.
Exactly. What?
So let's take a break right here, guys. Crespo Disco time. I got a song here. James Horner passed away recently, film composer.
Oh, poor guy.
And one of my favorite James Horner scores is one of the cheesiest ones. But you know what?
Lovely.
You can't fight nostalgia.
No, you can't. I mean, you can't. I mean, you can...
You can deny it. You can deny your nostalgia.
You can deny it.
But it's going
to
be India.
And sometimes when you go back to it, sometimes it's not like you remembered.
Of course.
I mean, Perfect Strangers, case in point.
Oh my God, that's so bad.
Like, the memories I have of Perfect Strangers are so awesome. And yet, for some reason, when I rewatch them now, shit is fucking garbage.
It's the worst. It's the worst show ever. Yeah, can't believe they made
it. It really is.
Who greenlit that?
I don't know.
Who wrote those scripts? And were like, yeah, this is good enough.
But I loved it when I was a kid.
I loved it so much. Back to Bartok. The happy dance was good stuff. No, this is the Commando score. Commando is one of my favorite movies from when I was a kid. Still is, for in terms of just, you know, ridiculous action. It's a lot of fun. And James Horner did a score that had like a lot of steel drums. It was like dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. It was weird. But also like some that 80s style saxophone, you know, like action movie saxophone, Lethal Weapon type of thing. It's a weird mix of music. It's very odd. It's very Commando. I dig it. So here you go, guys. Check this out. And we're going to be back with the second half of the show of Cinema Crest Mesa. We'll be right back.
This is Eric from Talking Nonsense with Eric and Stacy. Join us every Sunday, 9 p.m. Central on Alt360Radio.com. We're talking news, idiot politicians, movies, TV, Darwin Award nominees, comedy, sports. We're basically two married idiots turning brain thoughts into mouthwords. That's Talking Nonsense every Sunday, 9 p.m. Central on Alt360Radio.com. If you miss the show live, grab the podcast at ericandstacyradio.com, Stitcher Radio, or iTunes.
What's up? It's your boy Stone the Terrible.
It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff from Forget That Yo Radio. You are now listening to Cinema Crespo Diso,
the number one show for movie reviews. Now back to the show.
Welcome to the Crespo Dome.
And we are back. Like we said, we would be episode 174. Keeps on trucking. I'm your host, Chris Crespo. That is Drusy Cogburn. Drew.
What up, dude?
We are doing our thing. Get the plugs going. Where can people find you on interwebs? Drusy Cogburn.
At antihero419. All over said interwebs.
And where can people find you in real life, Drew?
Around town in Orlando, Florida. Maybe Maitland. Probably Winter Park, too.
Oh, shit. Look for him.
You might find me.
It's like a Where's Waldo? What if they find you?
What if they find me?
What if they find you?
What if?
What do they win?
They don't win shit.
What? No.
But if they meet me in real life, then I'll accept their friend request on Facebook.
There you go. So if you want to be friends with them on Facebook, stalk those part of towns, hold up a cartoon drawing of Drusy Cogburn, which is available on the interweb, and see if we can match the face to the person as he stalks around town. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde style. That's what you're doing, right?
Yes, exactly. I'm lurking in the shadows, Chris.
You can follow me on Twitter at I am Chris Crespo. Follow the show at Crespo Diso. On Facebook, the show is Cinema Crespo Diso. And on Instagram, it's Cinema Crespo Diso. If you listen to us through iTunes, very cool. Please rate us and review us. That helps us out a lot. If you listen on Stitcher Radio, you can rate us and review us there too. Why don't you do that? Come on, guys. It's so simple. Just do it. And then we'll love you forever. Hashtag, okay, thank you. Love you, goodbye.
Big hashtag, man.
What do you guys say best? If you want free stickers, cinemacrespodiso at gmail.com. You can also email us, cinemacrespodiso at gmail.com, with your movie reviews and topics, questions for the Vox Populi, which we'll do after we do Billy D's Death at the Movies, which we do every week. And we start that always with the theme song. It's very metal. All right, Dr. Drew, take it away, if you don't mind.
What is up, my dude?
What's up, Billy?
I took a break from playing the Overwatch public beta yesterday morning.
Oh, I heard about that.
Perfected a new tradition that began with Star Wars. Early morning geek release with breakfast and lunch. I've been seeing the big movies at the 9 a.m. showing since Star Wars. It's awesome. The line slash crowd slash children are all at minimum levels. It's like seeing a movie on a Thursday night in a small city.
There you go.
I grabbed a bagel and coffee at Black Seed and walked up to Union Square from the East Village.
All right.
I saw Captain America : Civil War. He spelled colon. C-O-L-O-N.
Very good. Very good.
After the movie, I walked back down the East Village for some fuku because holy cow. I have to test it again, and the next big release that gets an early show, but this might be the best case movie viewing scenario in New York City. It's also cheaper than a giant soda and a bag of popcorn at 8:30 in the morning. So I saw Civil War.
Wait, okay, hold on a second. So Billy D just, he didn't review a movie. He just reviewed a movie going experience that involved getting coffee and a bagel, seeing an early matinee,
and then getting some fuku for lunch. Yeah.
And he gave all that an A+.
We're not done yet.
Oh, we're not done with the movie going experience?
We're not done.
Oh my god.
So I saw Civil War.
Yeah.
And I really liked it.
Oh, that's. Now you're talking about the movie.
Yes.
I was talking about the actual experience. All right.
I want to watch it again, and not for the same reason I rewatched Age of Ultron. I want to watch it again because I liked it, not because I want to find something to like about it. It wasn't as good as Winter Soldier, but I think of Winter Soldier as a high watermark for Marvel movies. Civil War has to settle for being merely the second best Captain America movie and third or fourth best Marvel movie, which puts it in good company because as a studio, they haven't had too many missteps.
No?
Only four of the Marvel movies are outright stinkers. Hulk, Thor, Thor 2, and Iron Man 2. Yeah.
All right, Billy D, throwing it down. Throwing it down!
I was worried this was going to be messy. It's pretty messy on the page. It's so epic and involves all the heroes. As more and more people ask me, how is this not Avengers 2.5? I couldn't say because I hadn't seen it. Now I know why it's a Cap movie. The Russos pulled it off. Can't wait to see this again. I also can't wait for Doctor Strange. I'm excited for Magic House. He's already been Sherlock. Now he's American Sherlock with magic. I bet it won't be lupus. It's never lupus. Stay cool, Billy D.
It's like you tell me about chakras, and I don't believe in magic and chakras.
And Inception stuff. And flat kaleidoscope voice. Worlds.
Flat American voice.
Matt Mikkelsen is a magician, it's too.
Swirly arms. You can't see the swirly arms. I just said a bunch of swirly arms, people, but you couldn't see it. Thank you, Billy D. We appreciate you getting hit him up on Twitter at I Love Blood. And he's doing a lot of walking around Brooklyn and Manhattan, if you can track him down and find him. A little harder to track him down there than here.
Yeah.
Or so you would think. You follow him on Twitter. He takes pictures of where he is sometimes.
Uh-huh.
You could track him that way.
And then every once in a while, you'll see his pictures on Gothamist.
Yes. Without any recompenses, Drew, I wonder.
Probably without.
They better be paying you a couple bucks for those.
They're probably... I mean, he probably gets the photo credit, and that's about it.
Ooh.
Exposure, Chris. They call it exposure.
Ooh, the biggest fucking... anyway.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Billy. We really appreciate it. It's time for the segment of the people, the voice of the people, which in Latin they call that the Vox Populi, I think.
That moment you've all been waiting for.
I saw it somewhere.
The world famous
Vox Populi. Vox Populi.
On Facebook.
Oh, shit.
Ricardo Perez got us.
Jumping right into it. What's up, Ricardo Perez?
Does the South rise again in Marvel Civil War?
Oh, were they divided up that way? I don't think they were.
I mean...
Which one would be the South?
The South would be whichever side the Black Panther's not on.
That would be Team Cap. that's weird. That's awkward.
I know. Captain America is Team South, I guess.
But he's got the Falcon.
Oh, there's a black guy on both sides.
They
can't have a Civil War. Not that kind of civil war.
And not everywhere. Are them southern? Who's the southern Marvel superheroes? Do they have any southern superheroes?
There's a reason.
Doctor Strange is from New York. Yeah.
Man, there's a reason for that.
How come there's no like Georgia superhero?
Because they're racist.
Is that? Oh.
And backwater.
So Marvel's like, we don't want any potential racist superheroes. We don't want to appeal to the Confederate South.
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
They don't have. There's no Gambit.
He's from New Orleans.
Yeah, Louisiana. Yeah. That's South.
But that's...
It's like, show she okay, road. Like that. That's
Creole,
though.
That's the French South.
Oh, so it's like Florida's subtropics that don't count.
Yeah, exactly.
How about, so there's no superhero from Mississippi?
Probably not.
No superheroes from Tennessee? There's got to be a superhero from Tennessee.
There might be.
Did you ever make Johnny Cash a superhero in the 70s? I don't think the South rises again in Marvel's Civil War.
On Twitter.
What's up, Twitter?
At Joe UCF got it.
What's up, Joey?
Civil War : Black Panther is awesome. I'm really excited for the next Spidey movie now.
I don't think the colon was like, I don't think it's a title. It's the,
no, that, it's like Civil that is
War.
The colon.
It's like Civil War. It's
Civil
like,
War colon
Civil War.
Black Panther.
Black Panther is, no, I don't think it.
No. Civil War : Black Panther is awesome. That's the name of the movie. Civil War Black Panther.
Okay.
I'm really excited for the next Spidey movie now. Camp and Winter Soldier are boring.
Oh, shit.
And I'm going to have to second that.
Why'd you read it that way, boring like that?
Because it's the truth.
Oh. Yeah, we talked about that, how it was like the best parts were all the not Captain America, not
Iron Man parts. Not, yeah.
Well, except when Iron Man was hanging out with Spider-Man.
trying to hit on Aunt May.
That was fun. That was a good time.
He's like, yo, I'm a billionaire and I'm Iron Man. And she's all like, oh.
So I'm a billionaire. Pepper Potts left me. I noticed that you're single for some reason. Would have actually happened within the previous recent past for her. She'd be a recent widow. Ooh, she's vulnerable.
She is.
Swoop in there, Tony.
Get that shit.
Swoop in.
At Natathon got at us.
Thanks for the review, Joe. We appreciate it. We agree with you.
He's got a Crespo Dome battle.
On all those things. Crespo Dome battle. Oh, shit. Crespo Dome battle. Wait, I got it. Wait. Yeah. Why would the thing work? Okay.
Steve Guttenberg versus Brendan Fraser.
Steve Guttenberg versus Brendan Fraser. The battle of the accidental movie stars. okay, Drew. Which one is the better actor? We have Steve Guttenberg. He did the Police Academy. A couple of them.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
Uh-huh.
Three Men and a Baby. Yeah. Three Men and a Little Lady. What else did he do in the 80s? Like, 80s-wise. He was in a handful of stuff. He was more... wasn't he in Diner? Wasn't he with that group of people?
I don't know. I didn't see that.
Either Diner or The Big Chill. He was in one of those two. One of those ensemble films. Maybe in both. Because he was Steve Guttenberg. In the early 80s, he was everywhere. He was like a bad virus. He just got passed around and kept popping up. Like in the worst times. You're like, oh, this is the last time Guttenberg flare up.
Yeah, well, and you got him.
Oh, those Mahoney. He's great as Mahoney in Police Academy. I like him as Mahoney.
He was in Short Circuit.
Short Circuit, that's right. Short Circuit, of course. Short Circuit. That's it, right? That's it. Short Circuit, Police Academy.
Home for the Holidays.
And then start getting into some shit. Drew Stokoe versus Guttenberg. Guttenberg versus Cogburn.
Cocoon.
Okay.
Diner. You were right. He's in Diner.
He's in Diner.
That's about it.
All right. Well, we will resume the Crespo Dome battle between Mr. Guttenberg and Mr. Fraser. Down goes Fraser. Brendan Fraser. But first, that sound means Drew Cogburn versus the world. Drew, you are 6-5.
Yes.
Staving off that 500 record. I like it. Staying in the positive. Staying in the black.
I'm attempting.
I appreciate the attempt. I appreciate the good faith effort. This week's game. One that I've done a few times, kinda like it. Is it real? Or is it fake? I'm gonna tell you the movie title. You tell me if it's a real movie or a fake movie. I will tell you this much. If it's a fake movie, it was at least mentioned in, like, something else.
As a fake movie?
Yeah, like, I'm not making them up. It's a fake movie already.
Okay.
All right.
But doesn't that make it real?
No. Number one, real or fake? Showdown in Little Tokyo.
Fake.
Oh, that's real. That's a Dolph Lundgren, Brandon Lee movie. That's real, Drew. Number two, Zebra Man 2, : Attack on Zebra City.
Please tell me that's not real.
Oh, that is so real. That's a Takashi Miike film.
Of course it is.
Number three, Prognosis Negative.
Fake.
That is fake. That's from a Seinfeld episode. Correct. So number four, Hollow Man 2.
Real.
That is real. Christian Slater was in that one. He was the Hollow Man. Number... that was what, number four? Number five, Angels with Filthy Souls.
Sounds like a porno. Fake?
That is fake. That's the movie from Home Alone. Home Alone. Number six, the prize winner of Defiance, Ohio.
That's, man. Real?
That is real. That's a Julianne Moore movie.
What?
Correct. Number seven, Fake Purse Ninjas.
Fake.
That is fake. That's from Bowfinger, actually, which is the Netflix pick of the week. Funny how that works out. Number eight, Death Blow.
Fake.
That is fake. That's another Seinfeld movie reference. Kramer's like, we're missing the Death Blow. Number nine, Simple Jack.
Fake. That's that comes from what's the name of that? Tropic Thunder.
That's correct. Bonus point for Drew. That's, I hit the wrong button. It wasn't really working out there. Bonus point for Drew.
I remember that, yeah. Simple Jack.
Number 10.
Never go for a retard, Chris.
Never go for a retard. Number 10. Real fake. Hercules goes bananas.
Please tell me that's real.
That's real. That's Arnold Schwarzenegger's first movie. After getting the first two wrong, you got the next eight right plus one, which puts you back at nine. Nine out of... I keep ripping the paper. Nine out of ten there. Good job, Drew. Well done. Almost ran that table. Slow start, but you came through. Steve Guttenberg has been in a bunch of crap. Now, yes. Brendan Fraser
has been in a bunch of crap.
Brendan Fraser also in a bunch of crap. He was an Encino Man.
Yeah.
But he was in crap in the 90s.
Yeah.
So he had Encino Man. Uh-huh. For some reason, he was in the Mummy movies.
Oh, God, yeah, he was.
He was in Monkey Bone.
Was that
Monkey Bone?
Yeah.
Was he also in Bedazzled, or was that Hugh Grant?
No, that was Brendan Fraser.
Was that Brendan
Fraser? Yeah, it was.
Brendan Fraser was also in School Ties.
He was Sergeant Stone and uncredited in G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's because Stephen Sommers, who did the first G.I. Joe movie, also did the first two Mummy movies.
Ah, there we go.
So that's why.
He was Dudley Do-Right as well.
I was going to say, yeah, Dudley Do-Right.
George of the Jungle.
Ooh, yeah. What was that all about?
Oh, it was so awful.
Holy cow. Holy guacamole.
Airheads.
Jambalaya. Airheads is good. Speaking of good, Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
See, I told you we might talk about Adam Sandler again. Couldn't make that promise.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You know,
that's about it.
I like the Police Academy movies, but they're like, I like them because they're like, in spite of their badness, or maybe because of their badness. Kind of like the Ernest movies.
Mm-hmm. The first Mummy movie wasn't awful.
And Encino Man's okay.
Yeah.
School Ties is a good movie.
Okay. Monkey Bone was... Nah.
No, Monkey Bone. As for actor, I'm going to go with...
He was in a Looney Tunes movie as well.
He was in a Looney Tunes movie, back in action, but he was also in Furry Vengeance. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go... As for acting, I'm going to say Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you.
Who would win in a fight?
Brendan Fraser all the way.
He's a big guy.
He's a big guy, and he's so much younger.
And Gutenberg looks slight.
Yeah.
Frail.
I'm pretty sure I could whoop Steve Gutenberg's ass.
Probably a good chance he could... Get one on the chin. The goot's going down. Take this, goot. Sorry, goot. You lost. That's unanimous. Going to Brendan Fraser. Thank you for the Crespo battle. Who's that from? Nate?
Yep. Nathan.
Thanks, Nathan.
We've got a review from Gabe.
What's up, Gabe? I'm more Gabe.
What up, show?
What's up?
Last week, I tried to watch 400 Days on Redbox, a psychological thriller where the trial... Earth mission of seclusion turns mysteriously bad.
Oh.
Sounds like a great movie, although the execution fails.
Aww.
Which led me to Amazon Prime.
Here we go.
Skimmed and found Mystery Team.
Mystery Team. That's
A three-man version of Scooby-Doo, plus cursing, plus strippers, minus the dog.
That's what his name, Childish Gambino.
Cheesy and self-aware, the jokes and liners stick in a charming way. Fun and entertaining watch with cartoonish costume changes. Drunk, high, or sober, it's funny.
Okay.
Recommended for my two-day delivery people. Always too close to the screen at Rage Against Twitter.
Nice. Appreciate it.
And
yeah, that's what's his name? They're from Community. Glover. Yeah. Not Danny.
Donald Glover. We also...
Donald G. Lover.
Got an email from... At Rage Against Twitter again. Movie news, oldies but goodies.
Oh, okay.
Links to all these stories, obviously.
Were there?
Yeah, I guess.
I didn't see him.
Monster Apocalypse movie has studios in bidding war. Exclusive.
Yeah, that's some, that's something. That's a comic book? No. It's a video game? No. It's
Monster Apocalypse is a board game that pits humans in robot suits against monsters.
Board game. So, yeah. One of those are coming.
Zombieland 2 to begin filming this summer.
Interesting. Yeah, they've been always talking about how to follow up Zombieland. Originally, Zombieland was developed as a TV show. And when they couldn't sell it as a TV show, they turned it into a movie. Got that made. Then they were talking about bringing Zombieland back as a TV show again. Original idea. I guess is that sputtering out? Because now they're talking, oh, no, this is a movie again.
I mean, that they can just do little episodic nonsense. They don't have to have the same people come back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's something.
Just as long as it's in this quote-unquote Zombieland universe.
And with the same tone.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's been a while since that movie came out, though.
It has.
And, you know, are we at peak zombie saturation yet?
Well, you know, I thought we were at peak zombie saturation about 10 years ago. Yeah, me too. But you know what? We were way wrong.
I can't believe it. So crazy. So much zombie stuff. So tired of it.
Never
thought I'd be tired of it, but I am.
The Dark Tower looking to add Sundance star Michael Barbieri to cast.
I don't know who that is either.
I don't have the story.
The Dark Tower movie is currently in production. It's supposed to come out early to mid next year already, and it's going to not be good. And it sucks because I love the Dark Tower. But from all reports and what they're doing, what's happening over there,
it's going to be awful.
It's going to be a waste of Idris Elba with Matthew McConaughey's time and efforts, unfortunately. It's a bummer.
It'll be a beautiful mess.
Hopefully.
Or maybe it'll just be a mess.
Yeah, but definitely a mess. Hopefully it'll be a good-looking one. We'll find out. Thanks, Gabe. We appreciate it. Good sir. That's it. That's Vox Populi.
Vox Populi.
So let's talk some movie news here. The Avengers movies. It's leading up to the Avengers Gauntlet Infinity War. Previously announced as Avengers Infinity Wars Part 1 and Part 2. The Russo brothers, who are in charge of those movies as well, have said that they are changing those names.
Okay.
It will not be Part 1, Part 2. And instead, they will come up with separate titles for each one.
Cool.
So I don't know what it could be like. Maybe they'll call one Infinity Gauntlet.
And then the two of the Infinity Wars.
Yeah, they could easily just do that. Very simple. Not groundbreaking.
I mean, spoiler alert, Chris.
Well, no shit. Blah, 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 blah.
Vision's crystal on his forehead is going to get ripped off somehow.
I heard that still.
Because one of the Infinity Gems.
One of the Infinity Gems. It's got to get them all. Where are they? So one of them's locked up.
Okay, one of them is the Tesseract. So the blue one.
And where is it?
Go back and watch the fucking Marvel movies. They'll tell you where it is.
I want to go back and watch the collector had one.
There's
of them, but he got robbed.
Exactly, the collector had one. So
but he got robbed.
That's one. Vision has one
on his head.
So that's three. So there's the four, five.
Does the collector have the red one? Where was the red one from? From the second Thor movie.
I'm pretty sure one of them was on Loki's staff. So that's four.
That was a Tesseract one.
Okay, so that's three still.
So many things to keep track of.
Anyway, there's six of them in all. There's three more to go somewhere, somehow. Thanos is going to get them all, put them on a glove.
Put them on a glove.
Be like, raw! I love you, Death! I'm going to kill the entire universe! And then the Marvel guys are going to be like, no!
No!
And of course,
there's
a giant battle in outer space. And hey, Chris, guess who wins?
The bad guys.
No.
Spoiler alert! Drew, no!
I mean, this is all Marvel canon. If you want to know where the Marvel movies are going,
yeah, for the most part,
The Infinity Gauntlet series.
Just read it.
Go read it, that's where we're going, guys.
I mean, you said it before. It's like we got all the stories.
How long ago did I call it?
How fucking
long ago, Chris?
A long time ago.
The second they announced they were making a Guardians of the Galaxy movie is when I called it.
No, even before that, I would say. I think so. Before that, they were already laying the groundwork. Yeah. Good for Disney, because you know,
God, they're gonna make so much money.
They need the money, so
yeah, they do. They're so poor.
So that first Avengers movie is gonna come out May 2018, and then the next one May 2019. So there will be a year gap between the two of them. Let's stick with comic books for now. I'm looking at here, Wolverine 3,
Rated R.
Based on the Old Man Logan storyline, where it's a dystopian future. Most characters, most mutants are dead. Logan gets hired to transport something across country.
Correct.
In this movie, he's hanging out with Professor X, played by Patrick Stewart. Just added to the cast, Eric LaSalle from ER.
Okay.
He was also in Coming to America, the guy, Jericho Solo. Okay. He's added to the movie as a character.
Interesting.
Don't know who. Also joining the cast, Stephen Merchant.
Okay.
The Ricky Gervais's tall, skinny, weird English fellow friend. And Richard E. Grant has also join the cast. He'll play some kind of mad scientist.
Once again, this is all Marvel canon, so if you want to know what's going to happen, go read Old Man Logan.
Read Old Man Logan and find out what's going to happen there. Just take out the characters that they don't have the rights to.
Mm-hmm.
And replace them with ones that they do.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Adam McKay.
Okay.
Who did you know, all the comedy stuff. Uh-huh. Like the Will Ferrell movies.
Yes.
And he just did The Big Short.
Yeah.
Right? Big success, The Big Short. Big Short, big success.
Ha ha.
That's how what Borat would call it. He is getting into the superhero comic book movie world.
Good for him.
But with a character called Irredeemable.
Okay, what universe is he from?
Boom Comics.
Okay, I'm not familiar with Boom.
You are?
I know of them. I never read any of their titles, but I know of them.
Okay, well, Irredeemable ran for 36 issues after debuting in 2009. It follows the Plutonian.
Sure.
He's dubbed the world's greatest superhero. Things, however, take a turn for the worse when the Plutonian begins to slaughter people on Earth who defy him, turning him into a supervillain. That leaves a superhero group called the Paradigm, all former colleagues of the Plutonian, with problems of their own to stop them. Things escalate when the Paradigm realizes they can't defeat the Plutonium, and they must ask a real supervillain to help them out.
So it's... God, it sounds kind of like Watchmen.
Little Watchmen-y, kind of Hancock-y, kind of deconstruction, sort of. What's it? It's like Megamind. It's kind of Megamind-ish, Despicable Me.
I was about to say... Despicable Me, Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
We're recruiting a villain to do a heroic deed, even though he's a villain. Why? Because he hates this guy for some reason or whatever.
Well, yeah. Well, but this one's because he's the greatest of them all. He's Superman. What if Superman became a bad guy? And the Avengers and the Justice League have to team up.
Two different universes. They can't.
That's why the Superman.
They did have the Superman so strong. It was Superman and Spider-Man, I think.
Interesting. Interesting crossover.
Batman, somebody else. I forget who. And then it was the Justice League and, oddly enough, the Avengers.
There you go. See, it's a fight. Bad Superman.
Probably not.
Wow, I'm looking forward to whatever this irredeemable thing is.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, Adam McKay is pretty cool, pretty good stuff. Speaking of superheroes, Andrew Garfield, the once and former
Spider-Man
for a couple movies there. He just signed on to a movie that is going to be the follow-up to, the follow-up film for the guy who wrote and directed It Follows.
Which is awesome.
David Robert Mitchell. His next
about
movie.
About a haunted STD.
Yes. His next movie, he's describing as a... What does it say here? A modern-day noir crime thriller set in Los Angeles.
Sounds good. I'm in.
And Andrew Garfield has signed on to be his...
I have a feeling Andrew Garfield is going to try and do the Jake Gyllenhaal thing.
An obsessive of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yes. Just catch Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal's so good at that. Oh, you can't get Jake Gyllenhaal. So you do something Andrew Garfield. Andrew Garfield's still pretty good.
He is.
Liked him in The Social Network.
He was good in that 99 Holmes movie, surprisingly.
99 Holmes and the bitch ain't one. That's for sure.
For sure.
He was good in that movie, yeah. And Michael Shannon.
Yeah.
It's a good movie, 99 Holmes. Universal. They got their monster movies.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Wolfman. Dracula. You got Mummy, right?
Things we don't care about anymore.
Things we don't care about. Well, Universal's trying to make you care about them. So, first they have The Mummy coming out next year, 2017. Already announced as the star, Tom Cruise. No, nothing to sneeze at. He's Tom Cruise.
He's Tom Cruise.
He's putting his significant creative and commercial clout and weight behind The Mummy, of all things, right? He saw something that he liked. The Mummy...
Maybe he saw Thetans.
Maybe. They told him. They told him what to do. The Mummy itself, to be played by Sofia Boutella, the Blade Feet lady from Kingsman: The Secret Service.
Yep.
She's also going to be in the Star Trek movie coming out this summer. They added to the cast... I'm dropping this story too. They added to the cast Russell Crowe.
Okay.
Russell Crowe was playing Dr. Jekyll.
Okay.
As in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Yeah. So that character is totally going to be in the movie. Then he says the way they're going to do it, the way they're going to present it, it's... And they've been talking about, the people behind these movies have been talking about this for a while. Even though it's going to be PG-13...
It's still going
to
be violent.
Action-adventure. They're still saying they're still going to, you know, try to stick to a lot of the horror of the characters and still try to make them kind of dark and scary as much as they can anyway, and still make hundreds of millions of dollars.
Why don't they just make straight-up horror movies?
Because they don't make enough money.
But if they do them on the cheap, like the horror people want to do.
Well, then they got to do them on the cheap, and they don't want to. They want to make these big... They want to make big blockbusters that can make tons of money.
Idiotas.
They're trying. They got to do something. So, and one of the ways is they throw a lot of money at it. You get people like Tom Cruise and Russell Crowe, the star in here, The Mummy.
Yeah, but how awesome would it be if there was this tiny little art house movie called The Mummy, and it was fucking creepy as all hell?
You still can. That can still happen. Is the concept of The Mummy copywritten? Anyone can make a movie about a mummy.
Chris, start writing.
I don't want to make a mummy.
Damn it.
I don't care about mummies.
It's what you do care about. Besides Mogwai.
Dracula's kind of cool, I guess.
Vampires are fucking...
I know,
come on.
I know.
If you're going to do vampires, you got to redo it.
I guess Wolfman's okay.
You don't care about any monsters,
not
do
the
you?
Classic ones. No. Sure. I'm open to them. I'm open to new movies made with them. But I'm not drawn to any particular
what
one.
What if you remade The Creature from the Black Lagoon, but I'm like super crazy fucking horror, and he's not like a fish guy anymore?
He's like, oh, he's a horrible creature.
He is a creature from the fucking Black Lagoon.
I guess it'd make a lot of practical effects, make it very creepy monster thing. Isn't that supposed to be like kind of like a love story? Doesn't the lady fall in love with the creature?
Shit. No, we're redoing the whole thing.
We can go Cronenberg. She can still fall in love with the monster.
Okay, sure. Cronenberg, Black Lagoon. Fuckers, or get
like
on this.
Like James Gunn, Slither, right? Elizabeth Banks was like making out with Michael Rooker, and he was a monster face.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That was weird.
It was gross. Got you the Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't want to. I'm sorry. I wish I could be like, oh, yeah, this one. I'll do this. I'll do that, blah, blah, blah. But nah, I'll be like, fuck that. Make me a giant monster. Give me Guillermo del Toro to make me a giant monster movie.
Guillermo del Toro, the creature from the Black Lagoon.
He is making a movie, by the way. A Cold War romance. That's what he's saying. Guillermo del Toro's Cold War romance starring Sally Hawkins, Octavia Spencer, and Michael Stuhlbarg.
What?
Yes. Also, Richard Jenkins was in the movie. Richard Jenkins. In this Cold War romance.
I am so confused right now.
So here's from the Hollywood Reporter. Described as, quote, a mysterious and magical journey set against the backdrop of Cold War era America circa 1963 with an otherworldly love story at the center of it.
I was about to say, how does fantasy come into this?
Well, according to the website The Tracking Board... they describe the story as a fairy tale set in 1963, centers around Elisa, a mute janitor working at a lab where an amphibious man is being held captive.
Okay.
When Elisa falls in love with a creature, she devises a plan to help him escape. Sounds with right. The assistance of her neighbor, played by Richard Jenkins. The world outside the lab, however, may prove to be more dangerous for the amphibious man than Elisa could have anticipated. Drew, it's a merman movie.
You really want to fuck him up, Chris? Just throw some salt on him.
Oh, yeah, that would suck for the merman.
Goddamn
it.
It's like, no, I'm dying.
I'm sucking the moisture out of me.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Help me. Mm-hmm. Help me, Richard Jenkins. Why'd you pour the salt on me? That's so cruel of you. I'm a merman. I'm a young merman, but I sound like an old one.
An old Jewish one.
So, Guillermo del Toro's making a merman movie. He's making Little Mermaid, but for dudes.
Sure.
For middle-aged dudes.
Sure.
Area.
I mean, Aronofsky did it. He made Black Swan for dudes. The wrestler.
Made the wrestler for chicks. Oh, Black Swan for dudes.
Okay. Black Swan for dudes, the wrestler for chicks. Same. It's the same fucking movie.
It's a two equals one plus one scenario.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same movie twice.
Remember in Hail Caesar?
when
the guy who played the young dumb guy who was the cowboy movie star,
yeah, who came into the prestige piece,
yes, and he couldn't.
Whether it's where.
His name is
Whether it's where.
Alden Ehrenreich.
Whether it's where.
This guy, remember this guy?
Yeah, I remember him.
Alden Ehrenreich has been cast as the new young Han Solo.
Sure.
In the to be directed, written and directed by the team of Lord Miller. Yeah. You like it? You like that one, Drew?
Anything that has to do with Lord Miller, Chris, I am fucking in.
Well, a young Han Solo movie,
yes,
is a bad idea.
It is.
And the team of Lord Miller excels at bad ideas.
I was about to say, Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs, horrible idea.
Lego movie.
Great movie. Like a horrible idea. Great movie.
The Last Man on Earth. We're just going to do a show where it's just Will Forte.
Except there's not just Will Forte.
Then it's not going to be Last Man on Earth anymore.
Yeah. So but it's still Last Man on Earth.
It's good stuff. They're good.
I mean, 21 Jump Street.
Terrible idea.
Great movie.
But then we're going to do a sequel to it. Terrible idea.
Almost just as good.
If not better. I don't know. I like it. It might be better. Got to rewatch it. Because I haven't seen it in a minute.
It's good.
So they're doing Young Han Solo for Disney, for Star Wars.
I'm okay.
And Alden Ehrenreich is their man.
I have a feeling it's going to be funny.
Oh, yeah. At the very least, it should be funny.
Yes.
It better be funny. Yes. So he played a cowboy in Hail Caesar. I played that actor playing a cowboy in Hail Caesar. Now he's going to play a space cowboy for Lord Miller.
Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop. Hey, R2-D2.
What's up, Space Cowboy?
Cowboy Bebop. Boop, bop. That's more like a ferret. Like what if a ferret got inside R2-D2 and started eating?
That would be some really weird sounds.
Started eating the wires from the inside. Poor R2. Ah, hit me. Drew hit me in the face. Mom.
Your mom can't hear you.
She's not here yet.
Yet.
I'm on my own. I'm on my own for a little while longer. Okay, guys, we are done with all of this ridiculousness. I mean, for now, anyway. Maybe we'll come back in 175. I think we might come back. Well, we got a guest book, so.
We probably should come back.
Out of respect for the guests.
Or you know what would be really funny? If we just had him show up.
The guest showed up, we weren't here.
He just shows up and sits down, and we're like, hey, come on in. Sit down here. This is your spot, you know, whatever. And then we just leave.
Or what if all this stuff is like moved out of here and it's just like there's a bed and we rented it out to some guy on Craigslist?
That's up to you.
It's like, oh, this is Bob. Don't mind him.
It's your studio, man.
If
you want to have somebody live in the studio, that's up to you.
I don't mind. That's a terrible idea. Why would you even think of that? That's a terrible idea. Drew Zakagra did a terrible idea. Find Drew Zakagra walking around Orlando somewhere and shake his hand so that he can send him a friend request on Facebook and become his friend because that's how Juicer rolls.
That's the way I roll, bro.
Alright, I'm gonna go make a pizza. Drew, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Actually, you know what I was gonna say, because he did so well, and I noticed on the Juicer Cogman restaurant, he did so well, Drew. You did such a good job.
Can we not make pizza? Can we do something else?
That you can get whatever you want from the Crespedies of Swag Bags. You can take one item of your choosing. One thing of your choosing from the Swag Baggery. Whatever you want. Because you
got my ass kicked at work today?
Deserve it. You deserve it. You. Oh. Don't like that bag. It's like, fuck that bag. Going through this bag. What's in this one?
Most of this shit is garbage.
Most of this shit is garbage. That is correct. 100%. That is a true statement. No? No? There you go. No? What? No. Yep. Yep. No. No. I'm just in the aerosol.
That's a maybe.
Oh, maybe. Maybe the spray.
Maybe the spray.
Maybe the spray. Not the nail file, I noticed. What else is still looking here? What's that?
What the fuck?
But what's that?
Why? Why is there old Billy D's the movies inside the swag
bag? Oh, that's your fault. You did that. Why would you do that? Why would you put that in there?
What the hell?
Oh, this is an old Vox Populi.
Why was that in the swag bag?
I think it just fell in there. Oh man, I don't think Drew's gonna want anything from the swag bag.
Hang on, I'm working on this.
He's gonna turn down the offer of swag baggery. No. Nothing. Drew, what's
up? Taking the room spray, Chris.
You're taking the room spray.
It's the only thing worth taking.
Okay, well, don't spray it inside the house. We are out of here, guys. Sure, thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
And thank you guys for downloading and listening to the Excellent to Each Other, break up the Big Bang, read more books, and make more pizzas.
Less pizzas. I made 26 of them today.
That's it? What are you whining about?
That's it?
26 pizzas.
Fuck you.
So go home, guys, make some pizzas, take pictures of them, and share them with Drew online at antihero419. We are out of here.
Cinema Crespo Diesel. I asked you quite politely for a plate of steak and eggs, an impeccable plate of steak and eggs. I asked you most politely for a plate of steak and eggs. You brought me Spam, not even ham, and some mayonnaise. On a paper plate with a spork.
Do it. What? Cinema. Crespo. Biso. Cinema. Crespo. Diso. Thank you very much.
It's your 100th show, Cinema Crespo Diso, and we want you and Drew to know we really, 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 really dig it. It's your 100th show, Cinema Crespo Diso, and we want you and Drew to know we really dig it. Oh, you, oh, and you and Drew get aroused by previews. And now, both of you always smell like popcorn. It's your 100th show, Cinema Crespo Diso. And to the movies we go, primarily because you pick them.
Can I beatbox aside and up? Yeah. Crespo Diso. It's the cinema of the Crespo Diso. It's the cinema. I'm Chris Crespo. What? What? What?
What?
And we're out.
Okay.
We're adding a little something to this month's sales contest. As you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize, a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired. You get the picture? You laughing now? You got leads. Mitch and Murray paid good money. Get their names to sell them. You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
The leads are weak.
The leads are weak. fucking leads are weak, you're weak. I've been in this business 15 years.
What's your name?
Fuck you! That's my name! You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name.
Check, 1, 2, check. Hello, welcome, welcome. Levels. Check, 1, 2. Yo.
Check, one, two, three. Are you hungry like a wolf, Chris? Are you?
Yes.
Okay. There was this kid in high school. His name was Matt Duran.
Matt Duran.
But still, we started calling him Matt Duran. Duran's hungry like the wolf. Good stuff. Because
there are much worse names for kids to call you.
There are much worse names.
Do you have any stories from your high school days? Or
nope. Didn't really
in Hall & Oates.
Didn't really get into Hall & Oates until probably a couple years ago. I mean, I had always heard them, but they were one of those guys.
One of those bands.
Yeah.
In the background.
Yeah.
In the background.
Only recently did I match all of the songs that I knew by them to them. And I know most of them, so.
One of those bands.
Yep.
How about this one? Tears for Fears.
Tears for Fears is awesome.
No, any have any stories about any kids named Tears?
Nope.
Or Fears?
Nope.
How about, you know, that kid, Bobby Depeche Mode? Bobby Depeche Mode?
No.
Depeche Mode?
No.
No. You knew someone named McDonald, Michael McDonald. You don't have any kids about anyone. You knew no one named Michael.
No guys.
Or McDonald.
No guys. There was a girl. There was a Jennifer McDonald in my class at one point in time.
Did you sing this song to her?
It's a classic fucking beat, man. Regulate. The great thing about hearing these songs and, you know, having like hard ass gangster rappers rip off these guys' beats is you know for a fact that these guys were jamming out to this music. And like, God, this beat is so hot.
Yeah.
Singing along. Shit. Fucking ridiculous.
Hold time.
Yep.
It's Michael McDonald. Michael McDonald.
The hot beat, man.
Did you know anyone named Huey?
Nope. Or somebody named Lewis.
No one named Lewis?
Nope.
Did you know anyone named The News? The News?
L's or R's. That's how you speak racist Asian.
Went through everything. That's it.
Do 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 do